Rubber Key Electric.
Hey, what's going on, sir? It's John. Give me a call back.
Okay, listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah, yeah.
I have a question now. After reading, you say the price is $299 a month. You'll build the website.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to put me on the first page of Google. But
yes,
do I get in? Is that inclusive? Everything is inclusive there. I'm not going to get charged for I'm not going to get charged for clicks, or I'm not going to get charged
for.
So this all right. Well, believe it or not, I mean, I've been charged. That's what I'm saying.
That's
so.
What I did. I know you've been hurt before, man. Let's put it this way. If you looked at our website and everything, you know, we have multiple packages. You can fact check me on everything we even spoke about before too. You know, I promised you this pricing here, the lowest pricing, and I kept my promise on this, you know.
Okay. All right. Then I'm interested in going forward.
All right. Beautiful. All right, Robert. So let me go ahead and help you out. I want to make sure we set up everything here in the right way, because Google's going to send a letter physically in the mail to you. Okay. They want to make sure you're a real person. Okay.
Yeah.
So please look out for this letter. I need to make sure I have everything correct on my end. Now, Robert, is it Bob or is it Robert? Or is it both? Like,
well, my mother used to call me Robert when I got in trouble. But anyway, all right.
So it'll be Bob, and then so don't worry. I go by John, but my first name's David. But my parents always called me John. When I got in trouble, they called me David, and I was like, oh my God.
There you go. That's it. That's it.
All right. So, and then last name, is it spelled K-E-O-U-G-H?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And I have the email still the same at the Verizon.net one, right?
Right. R.Keo, number one.
Perfect.
At Verizon.net, yes.
All right. We're going to send the – I want to make sure I'm going to make this promise to you right now. I'm going to stay on the phone with you until I see that you confirm that you have the invoice in that email and on your phone, okay? I just want to make sure everything we talked about is going to be on paper for you as well. You won't see –
Well, I want to see your artwork. I want to see –
My artwork. Hey. Okay.
I want to see what the website is going to look like.
Sure. Actually, you know what? Let me send that to you right now. We have multiple templates. Okay, so here, I'm going to do this. I'm going to send you a text right now, okay?
All right.
And let me know you got it. How? Bada bing, bada boom. Okay. Just sent that to you.
All right.
And in the very top there where it says services,
all right.
That.
Let me see. Mm-hmm. Hang on. I'm on my phone. Let me see here. Text.
No worries.
All right. I just got this thing. Okay. I see. Let me see here. Mm-hmm. It says get found online. All right. I see. Okay.
Beautiful. Do you see anywhere where it's like a drop down where it says services anywhere?
It says okay. It says no, but I see where it says pro. It says $399 a month. It says platinum. Platinum is $599 a month.
Yep.
And it says platinum premier is $1,098 a month. See, so now we're getting crazy. The ideal,
yes, sir.
The ideal is $1,200 a month. So now, what are we doing here now? What's
right.
the difference between the packages? Let me ask you that.
Yes, I was going to go with that first. Since you're there, so I'm getting you at the platinum package for less than our lowest package available. Now, our lowest package available, it only goes out 10 miles out. It's very local area. Okay. Now, it does not include Facebook ads. It does not include anything else. It's just pretty much your landing page of getting your Google Business profile online, getting on that first page, which takes a lot longer, no lie, than the package that you have available. The reason for that is because Facebook ads really does magic, where it brings that traffic so much that it brings you to the first page a lot quicker. Okay.
All right.
So we're not doing that one. We are doing the platinum package, but I'm also adding in a website on the house for you as well. Okay. So not only are you getting your Google Business profile, you're getting your 60 different directories on top of that, like Yelp, Yahoo, all that we spoke, discussed before. Your Facebook business page along with those ads. Okay. So those ads do come a long way. And you're also going to have your account management team to help run new promotions, change out keywords Monday through Friday. Okay. So all we ask for on that though is communication. Okay. Cause we can't read your mind. So just let them know, I want to add a new promotion.
So you're going to give me that for $299.
Correct. Yes, sir.
How long is, for how long? I mean, it's not
for the lifespan of, yes, sir. Right. For the lifespan of you being with us.
All right. Yes,
and
now
that's going to be.
What's the difference now between that one and Platinum Premier?
Okay, so the Platinum Premier is a different story. That one's pay per click, and also it does not include your Facebook ads. So that one's the Google ads, and then just the local map section. Now, again, the reason why it's a little more pricey is because it's putting money towards your pay-per-clicks. Okay. Now, I believe we briefly spoke about this a little bit, no pay-per-clicks. And the reason for that is because let's say you have an ads, right above that local map section.
Yeah.
You don't know who's clicking. It could be even, I'm not going to lie. I know that there's competitors out there that are horrible people and they just like, oh, look at the ad. And they start clicking on it to rack up that bill. You know, so it happens. No lie. So we want to make sure to avoid everything as much as possible as of right now, just to keep in the safe zone. Make sure you get that phone ringing before you can start spreading your wings to other things.
Now, what is the difference of, like I say, if I'm not getting charged clicks, how come the Platinum Premier there's clicks and then there's not clicks? I don't understand that.
So Platinum Premier has for Google Ads. That's for ads above your local map section. For yours, you're doing just local map section, and you're getting Facebook ads. Now, those ads are way stronger in the sense because their conversion rates are higher. Like we talked about, it's almost double, okay? Now, the great news behind this is it never exceeds your clicks. So you have, out of your $299, $100 from that $299, that's no extra charges. Out of that, $100 is going to be towards your clicks on your Facebook. Now, get this. Facebook ads, if someone's clicking on those, it's anywhere from 5 to 50 cents depending on your area. Depending on, as far as your area, that's a lot of clicks. Okay? Now, if it goes to that max, it doesn't go above. It's just out of that 100. But here's the kicker behind the Facebook ads. Remember, it's not just throwing ads out there. It's for the people that have been looking for your services that didn't give you a call. If they go on Facebook later, that's when those ads really start to shine for you because that's when it starts to pull up on their account, right? And if they click on that, it calls you directly. Do you see how that process works a little bit differently there?
Yeah, I don't totally understand it, but yeah, all right.
Okay.
I'm saying I have been I'm with Hibu right now. And before that, I was with Thrive, and I've been, everything they had was always quick. That's what I'm saying. So I don't know. That's what I'm saying. So this is where, and then it gets into the time of day, like if you want to be clicked on business hours, that's more money than like 10 at night. So this is what I'm trying to understand. So now, So now I'm going to get a website and I'm going to how big of a mileage area am I going to get with the platinum package?
You're getting a 50 mile radius, or you can condense it less, completely up to you, but up to 50 miles. I think that's more than enough, right?
I would say probably okay. I could. Now, if I wanted to kick it out a little further, how does that work now?
So the next further out, and I'll put it this way, I think that a lot of people will be a little bit dishonest about this. So I want to make sure I'm flat out with you on there. This package goes up to that 50-mile marker. Now, the next package goes to 100 miles out. Now, if you're looking to do the Platinum Premier package at that point, it's a whole other package. Okay, so that's that. I can get it to, let me put in this credit, same credit here. Okay, so the Platinum Premier package, I can bring it down to $449 month to month.
And that's got the clicks and that's got everything.
That's got everything but your Facebook ads. There's no Facebook ads on that.
All right. So now, no, I think I want the Facebook. I got Facebook now.
So, I remember. That's why I had it in the notes there. Yep.
So that's it. So, all right. All right, now, so where do we go? Let's try this thing. So where do we go now?
Okay. All right, so I'm fulfilling a few things here. Now, when it comes to us reaching out to you, is this the best phone number to reach you, so ending with the 5235?
Yeah, that's the only phone number I have. Yes.
Oh, okay. So that means customers will call this same phone number as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you want them to be able to text, call, and email, or just call?
No, they could, I don't care. No, I get texts and I get emails now, you know, something. I don't check my emails that much, but yes, texting and calls, yes.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. I think the better it is when you have the more options for the customers. You never know.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Now, Bob, as far as your business name, I have it full spelled out here. I got Robert J. I hope I'm pronouncing your last name correctly here.
Keo. Yes.
Okay. Licensed electrical contractor. Is that it?
That's
Do I have it,
it
correct? Okay. Perfect.
That's it.
Business address I have is 120 Bryan Crest Court. 12404.
No. Schenectady, New York, 12306.
Oh, 12306. Okay, I'm glad you caught that. Let me update that there. Bada bing, bada boom. All right, sir. So I put that there. So I'm going to make sure the next thing we're going to do is go over a few of the meat and potatoes here, okay? So I want to make sure hours of operations. We'll start with that. How would you like to be found? Monday through Friday, 24/7. What do you feel?
Well, you could find me. I mean, again, this is my own personal phone too. So you could find me. I would say, but I don't offer 24-hour service. So that part there. I'm old.
Okay.
I used to do that. I used to do that. No, I'm serious. I used to do 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I would tell you today I'm going to do Well, if I said 8 to 5 is all right.
Okay. Monday through Friday, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got you.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, typically you could say that, but people are still going to call. If they
I know.
A problem on Saturday, they still call, and I still answer, you know. And that's what I said.
Sir.
And that's when I said, I got a call. The Super Bowl was on. I got a call from a lady. And she said to me, I got a problem. She said, but I don't really need you to come tonight. I said, it's not going to happen anyway. So, you know, as long as we understand each other. You know.
I understand. All right. So the next thing is here, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle?
No, cash and check.
Cash and check only. All right. Okay, perfect. And then also, you said you had your Facebook page already up and running. Now, in order for us to run Facebook ads on that page, we do need the URL.
I don't even know it. This is something where you're probably going to have to start a new one. This is because that's I think that's high booze or that's you know so whatever it is. I figure when I leave. That's all going to come down, and then you're going to put all your stuff up.
Okay. Yeah, we can go ahead and build. So what we'll need to do, I'll put in parentheses that kind of walk you through as well, too, just in case. I want to make sure they're fully aware. Because remember, if I don't put it, no communication, and that's just rough for everybody. So make sure it's all set. All right, and then let's go ahead and have this. Okay. Let's go over the services that you want to be found for as well. Okay. I want to make sure we have every single thing in there. Obviously electrical or electricians, right? So, what else do we got here, sir?
Well, if you want to go through like what we do, like we have stuff, appliance hookups, generator hookups, landscape lighting, troubleshooting problems, service changes, additions, when I say wiring and rewiring, jeepers, let me see here. And, you know, when I start saying wiring, kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, I don't do the cabinets and the carpentry work, but we get involved with that's what I said, wiring additions, wiring. Today probably electric car chargers.
Nice.
We do again, security lighting, landscape lighting. We've done. I don't know. I mean, that's good.
Yeah, excellent. Now, again, when we set up a technician call to go over things, they're gonna review all this. Obviously, they're gonna start on things today, but when they talk to you, they're not starting from scratch. They're gonna confirm these words in here. If you'll have time, you know, write some down if you forgot any, or if I forgot some, they're gonna make sure they don't. That we don't missing out on that. If we do, that's missed opportunities for sure. So we don't want that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then also I'm putting in notes here, free website. So boom. And then also, go as far as out we can here, 50 miles out. And you know what? Just for kicks and gigs, I'm going to try to put 55 miles out if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. And then also, sir, let's set up a technician call for you right away so that way we're not missing the best time available here. Tomorrow, do you have an hour window for them to give you a call within that time frame?
Tomorrow I'm pretty open, so, yeah, not a problem.
Okay, beautiful. Morning or evening, which works better for you?
Let's do morning.
Morning it is. Okay. The earliest I can get you in on is at 10 a.m. Tomorrow,
perfect.
If that works for you. Yeah? Okay.
Perfect.
Now, you're going to be talking to them from the future, okay? So they're going to be calling from California from an 877 number. Now, I'm going to try my best to give you a call with them to introduce you guys, but I already know we usually have meetings early in the morning there on that, around that time. So if I'm stuck in that meeting, they still are going to give you a call no matter what, okay? But just make sure you answer the phone from there, okay?
Yep.
I'm going to send it to you as an email for a Google invite. Give me just a moment. I'm going to send them an email as well, too, so that way they're going to hit yes on their side to show that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So,
just a second. No problem.
Okay, I'm sending it right now. Let me know you got it.
Let's see here. Email, let's see here. Yep, I got it.
Beautiful. Okay. And then there's that. All right, I'm going to put a reminder in there for them too on my side here. Okay, we're all set there. See, I got it. Okay. And once you hit accept on your side or yes on that side, it should pop up over here and they should see it themselves too. So that's the whole important piece. I want to make sure that they know you're committed there, okay? And then.
Are you want me to hit it right now?
Yes, please. Yes, sir.
All right. There you go.
Hey, there. Yep. That came right real quick. Perfect. Thank you. All right. So the next thing we're going to do, again, like I promised, we're going to do a voice verification part. This part is all recorded. Okay. I want to make sure the pricing is in there. Knock on wood, we won't run your business for a long time, but in case you need to separate ways in the future, it's going to be in there as well. Now, in the beginning though, there's going to be a series of questions I'll be asking. Just try to answer as clearly as possible. All right, Bob. And then, please, if you have questions or any concerns, you know me. I'll be happy to answer. So just stop me in my tracks and I'll ask away, okay?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Robert J. Keogh, licensed electrical contractor.
Beautiful. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Robert Keogh, and the title is president / owner operator of the company.
Awesome. And of course, you're authorized to enter on the agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And of course, you're the authorized user on this billing of the account as well, too, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So, Bob, I'm going to stop right there for just a second. All right. After this, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, we're not going to just give your information out to anybody. Okay. We want to make sure we're talking to the right person and everything is very confidential. Okay. So we'll set that up right after this. Okay. I want to make sure you're taken care of.
Nice.
All right. I'll continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on February 14th in the non-refundable amount of $299. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 14th of every month in the amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful, sir. Okay, so let's set up that security question. So you could choose any one of these 3. Just make sure you remember whatever answer you give here today, because once it's in, it doesn't change, okay?
What I would like to see is the artwork before we start going forward.
Oh my gosh, we kind of okay. Let's go back to the website that I sent over to you.
I mean, you're getting ready to bill me $299, but I haven't seen your work yet. So this is what I want to say. I would like to see the artwork. I would like to something before we agree to this.
Sure thing. I respect that. Can you put me on speakerphone? And we're going to go back to that same link that we were at there.
I'm on speakerphone right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. Wow, you got a great phone, man. Okay. So, let's go to the very top of that page.
Where are we going now? Back to the text message?
You got it. Yes, sir.
All right. Let me see. All right. I see. Now what am I looking at?
All right. So right on the very top, it should say services. And it would be right next to where it says home. Do you see that?
No.
Okay. Do you see like a spot for the menu or on the sides there where it could have like a drop down anywhere like that?
All right. I see home. Yes.
There you go. Okay. Right next to home, there should be services.
All right. I got to go back. Let me see here. Services, yes.
Perfect. On down at the very towards the bottom there, it'll say splash webpage.
All right, I see it.
There you go. See, and then you could go down, you could see samples, I believe it should say.
No, it says see samples. Okay, let me see here. There's Morgan Electric. Okay, yeah, all right.
There you go, yes, sir. So something like this, where you can choose your pictures, you have contacts, you have five different tabs on the top as well. This is a very generic one right here, but click on services or click on about. Any of these things, you'll see how it'll move and maneuver for the customers to make it very professional-like, where they can say, it's, okay, this is a legit company over here.
All right. I like everything that comes up over here on this guy. Yeah. I don't even know if this is a real, this is not a real, a real contractor, but I can see that they just.
Right. Yes, sir. Just a template, just to give you a little, insight to paint the picture here for you a little bit. Okay.
You got it.
All right. Perfect.
So now mine, where it shows the map, the target area there. Now mine, mm-hmm. at 50 miles, it should go up to probably, I'm going to say Lake George.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You know, I want to see, because this right here is California. But I'm saying, I would say probably, now looking at mine, let's see here, a map. I'm going to pull up maps, and then I'm going to see if I wanted to go 50 miles. I don't know. I don't know how to do this now.
Click on from your house to, or your destination, from your place to your destination, and then that you want to go, and then it'll show the mileage from there, and I guess that's a better estimate from that point.
All right, so if I went from here to here, let me see Queensbury, and that would go, it shows, but it just says 1 hour and 6 minutes, but to drive there, but it doesn't say.
Okay, that's all right. Rounding here right now, I know for a fact about 1 hour distance is about 50-mile radius right there for sure. So that's almost right on the nose.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see, like, if I go south, let me see here, and let's go to... I think 50 miles is probably pretty good, you know.
Right,
if I go,
yeah.
If I go, like, yeah, I don't, it, my phone doesn't tell me how many miles it is, but it tells me the time it takes to get there. But,
it could be in the settings part. I know for just me personally, I travel a lot. So I go from California to New York, California, Colorado. I've been to everywhere, you know? I do know if you're not speeding and you're taking your time doing things right, about an hour distance is about a 50-mile marker.
All right. We could try that. Yeah. I will see. But it's going to have a thing on there. So the website is going to have that red bullet showing people how far we'll travel.
Yeah. So, again, when you talk to our technicians regarding on the website, have things ready a little bit, right? So I would, if I was to give you any suggestion, I would write down a few things that are most important for you on the website. Okay.
Yeah.
Whether it's testimonials, pictures that you want to add on there, color, your point of address, whatever the case may be. Want to make sure that you have that in line for them, because remember, communication is so important on this. Without that, you as the business owner, you know this, it doesn't work, you know? So they work, they're very talented, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, you can have all the greatest talent in the world, but if we're not tailoring it to your business, it's not going to do as well. So please make sure to write
it
down.
Well, that's what I want to see. Yes, all right.
Yes, sir.
So, All right. I guess we're good until tomorrow's meeting, right?
Yes. So the next thing we need to do, I told you I'm going to stay on the line so we see that invoice in your email as well. Okay, Bob. So we're going to set up a security question. That way, when they do call you tomorrow, they ask a security question as well, too. Okay? What do we want to use, though? Do we have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what would the answer be?
Would be Dascola, Dascola.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this in here. Now, it's never going to change. Okay. So big thing to make sure to keep out. Look for how. Okay. Next thing is, on the card that we'll be using today, Bob, is it saying Robert or does it say Bob Keo?
I'm the what?
On the card that we'll be using for the account, is it saying the first – what's the name that it shows on there? There we go.
What card? What are we talking about?
For payment for the whole package.
Oh,
here.
It would be Robert Keo.
Robert. Okay, so I'm going to make sure I change that on here. Give me just a second. Okay. Okay, and then this one here. And then I'm assuming it's the same address, right, for the billing of this, the
yep.
120 Bryan Crest? Okay.
Yeah,
and then
yep.
What kind of payment method are we using? Is it Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
I have Discover. I have Discover, and then
okay.
Let me see here. I only use this Discover card right now for Hibou. So I'm going to put you down, and then
okay.
we're going to see what we got to do here.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So, all right. Very good. All right. The account number is 6011-4994-0716-2716.
Perfect. And then the expiration date on there?
Would be 8/26.
Okay, hold on. And then also security code as well, sir?
136.
Okay, perfect. Now, before I charge anything into this card, I want to make sure I do my triple check because, again, we got you at a pretty low pricing here. I want to make sure it's grandfathered in here, okay? So I want to hit refresh here. Okay. All right, we're good to go. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for $299. Now, once this payment goes through, you're going to see a text and an email. Tell me whichever comes first to you, okay?
All right, let me see here.
All right, hang tight. Still didn't go through just yet. All right, there it goes. Let me know which one you see first.
And nothing. Oh, something happened. All right. Okay, yes. All right, I got a text. Right.
Okay, perfect. So let's start off with the text for now. Pop that one open for me, and in there it should say somewhere along the lines of click here to accept terms or conditions or something like that.
All right, certified as I'm the authorized holder, so I got to quick check. I got to check that.
Well, yes, but I just wanted to make sure you saw everything that we talked about was right above that as well. Okay, in details.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure. Yes, sir. All right, and yes, you're going to do that check mark above that, and then the name, as in the full name, out. Mm-hmm.
How do I do my name? I just
it will be under right? Robert. Yes, sir. And let me know. It should take you somewhere after this year. Let me know where it takes you.
All right. Confirm signature. I don't know what I did. I just. So that's it. All right. It says signature does not match. All right. I ended up putting J in there. All right. No problem.
Okay. You're right.
There you go. Oh, all right. You put it in the lower text. I put it capitals. All right. It says it doesn't match.
I got Robert Keough. That's it. There's no middle initial or anything else. I see.
Yeah, but. Okay. I put that in there. Hang on. What did I do? I put that in there. Let me see here. All right. There you go. All right. Okay, username.
Beautiful. That's how I knew I did it correct here. So guess what? We're all set here. Our technicians, when they talk to you tomorrow and they go over everything that we went over today, they're going to help you maneuver through that. They're going to help develop that with you so that way you can see where the customers are calling from live. You can keep track of your analytics, all that good stuff. Okay? So that's what they're going to do with you tomorrow. All right, sir?
All right, so we're as far as we're going to go today.
You got it. Yes, sir. But I wanted to make sure, like I promised, I stayed on the phone until the very end here. I wanted to make sure you see everything as well, too. The email, though, did that come to you as well?
Let me see here. I don't know that. Let me see. Yes. Yep. I got a couple of emails. Yes.
All right. Perfect. I'm glad, sir. There you go. We're all set then. So we got everything all in line. We made sure we got the voice verification, all that for you. So we got it going here, sir. I'm excited for your campaign to get going. So I'm going to first to say, welcome to the family.
Are you going to be on the phone tomorrow too?
Like I said, that time frame, we usually have like a meeting at that time. So I'm going to try my best to give a call with them to introduce you. But if for any reason that I miss out on this, they're still going to give you a call no matter what. Okay, but
very good.
Yeah, just make sure it's going to come from an 877 number, so it's not a spam call. Okay, that's our guys.
You got it. Very good. All right, I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, sir. You take care.
You got it. Bye bye.